Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program hosted by Minister Joel Lewis, who is unavailable this morning, but I am LaShondra Lewis, who will be stepping in for him and conducting the show today. Today we have a guest, Lady Deborah Crawford. Lady Deborah Crawford of Healing Place International, and she will be coming to us this morning and telling us a little about herself and what she does and about her upcoming conference. And I just wanted to say everybody good morning and have a great day and listen in so that you will learn about this wonderful lady of God. Lady Crawford, you ready?
Good morning. Yes, good morning. I am
ready.
Well,
go ahead and tell our audience a little about yourself and what's going on with you.
Amen. Well, first and foremost, I'd like to say thank you to you and your husband, Mr. Joel Lewis, for this opportunity to get on the radio to share about our ministry and some of the things that we are doing. It's an honor and a privilege this morning to be on here, so I want to say thank you.
Amen. You're welcome.
Amen. And my name is, as she said, my name is Lady Deborah Crawford, and you can say Deborah because I'm known for that too. And I'm bringing you greetings from the Healing Place International Ministry, located in Fort Worth, Texas, where my wonderful husband, Apostle Gregory Crawford, is our pastor, and I am the first lady there. We are located in the Fort Worth area. We just moved out to this area. God had just moved our ministry out this way, and we are so excited because he has us up to some big things this year. Our ministry focuses more mainly on, it's called the Healing Place, because we believe that when people can be healed totally, the total man and the total woman can be healed, then they can be used for God's will and that they can get the most out of their life. Amen. And so we are mainly interested in just doing the work of the Lord and the will of the Lord in this hour. I tell you, this is a good season and a good hour to be on the Lord's side, because the Bible tells us that the workers are plentiful. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And so it's so much work to be done. There are so many souls that need to be saved. And so we're just so excited that God has chosen us in this season to be a part of what he is doing. You know, it's an honor and a privilege to serve the Lord, because there's so many people that need him. The world is lost, and God has chosen us to be his agent and to be the carriers of the gospel. And so that's a high honor, and I don't take that lightly. Amen. And so we are getting geared up for our annual women's conference, which will be held on May 6th at 3:30 p.m. at the True Foundation Christian Church. And that's located at 2620 Rochester Street in Dallas, Texas, 75215. And I'm so excited, Sister Lewis, because this is my first time to host and to be a speaker at this conference. And so we're just so excited. There's going to be a great platform of women, awesome women of God, that will be joining me. And we're going to come together just to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to come together and preach the gospel and do what the Lord has called us to do. We want to see people saved. That is our main reason for coming together, is to see people saved and to encourage the body of Christ and to empower the body of Christ. And so I will either be myself, I'm hosting, and then I have six other wonderful women that will be with me. We have Pastor LaToya Frazier, who is of All Salt and No Sugar Ministries out of Grand Prairie, Texas. We have Minister Marilyn Burm, who is from the Rock of Ages Church in Dallas, Texas. And we have, of course, the wonderful and powerful Evangelist Jackie Ross Roy, who is of the Daughters of Naomi Ministries out of Cedar Hill, Texas. And then we have Pastor Melicia Tucker, who is from Provoking a Change Ministries in Dallas, Texas. And then we have none other than Evangelist Tasha Fisher, who is of the Daughters of Zion Ministry in Dallas, Texas. And last but not least, we have Minister Mickey Dean, who is from A Symbol of Grace Ministries in Lancaster, Texas. And so all of these women will be coming together with me on Sunday, as I said earlier, to give whatever the Lord has called us to do. We are expecting a great move of God. We're expecting the Holy Spirit to come in and have his way. We love it when we can come together in unity, because the Bible tells us that we all, as brothers and sisters in Christ, should come together in unity. And so we're just so excited about that, and we're looking forward to a powerful move of God. And we'd like to invite you out. If you don't have anything to do, please come out and help us lift up the name of Jesus. We know that we said it's a women's conference. However, brothers, we are inviting you as well, because there's a blessing in the house for you as well. Amen.
Amen. Well, wonderful, wonderful. We are looking so forward to joining you and getting the word, and then being blessed by what these speakers are going to tell us. And we're just going to be praising God together. It is a wonderful thing when we all come together and praise the Lord together. We gather strength from each other. We learn from each other. And we're just poured into. Sometimes, you know, as ministers, women have to be poured into. We need someone to help us and keep us in, on the straight and narrow road, because living this life ain't easy, okay? It's just not. Every day we're confronted with issues. We're confronted with things that we need empowerment with. So, therefore, we welcome the conference. We welcome you hosting, and you're going to do a great job. God has appointed you, given you that assignment, so I'm sure he's got you equipped. I thought I had Pastor Crawford. Pastor Crawford, what's going on?
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, we want to hear from a little word from you this morning. What do you got to tell us today?
Well, to God be the glory. I'm excited. I'm excited. Again, thank you all so very much. God has something amazing that he wants to say to these to the women through all these ladies that are part of this event on May 6th. First and foremost, again, we give all glory to God, and also we thank you and Minister Joel Lewis for allowing my wife to share this time to give her an opportunity to share about her conference. It's her first conference. I'm excited. Even though it's first for her, I just feel that she's already been there. God already has a mighty move set forth for everyone that's going to speak, that's going to deliver a word from him. So I'm excited. I'm here to allow her to help, stand on my shoulders and to help her in any way possible to make this as easy for her as well. And so that's the reason why I'm so excited about it. And thank God for all the speakers that's taking part in this. Again, I believe Evangelist Jackie Ross Roy is online as well. Wanted to allow her to say something as well.
Amen.
So, I'm excited. I'm just, you know, I'm gonna be standing back and just taking it all in. I'm a proud husband, a faithful believer.
All right.
I'm gonna be by her side, and so in love, and you know, when all the praise is going forth and everything, and you know, I'm gonna just be so proud of what she has accomplished, because I know God has a word through all the speakers, but you know, I'm kind of biased because you know that's my wife, and
it's
her first assignment, so. If she preaches and let God uses her the way I know she will, well, you know, I'm gonna be ready to hear them get on and get back home, and so we can, you know, we can celebrate. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Ain't nothing like a little celebration after a victory, huh?
Amen.
I love it. Before Mr. Roy comes on, I had the privilege of seeing her, hearing her, and seeing her speak a couple of times. I'm sure she doesn't remember me, but she was at Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church a couple of times with some ladies that we had a conference on, and Brenda Williams, Minister Williams. So I know this is a powerful woman of God because I've heard her. And Mr. Roy, go ahead and tell us, say a little something about what you're going to do.
Well, good morning and praise the Lord to
good
everybody
morning.
Again. I'm excited as well about the upcoming women's conference that's going to be held on Sunday. And so my hat's off to Apostle Crawford and Lady Crawford for having me on the program. I always count it an honor and a blessing to be chosen by God. And so I'm excited about it, as well as excited, Minister Lewis, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Glad to know that we've been in the presence together before. And
yes, ma'am.
I want to encourage Lady Crawford as well that this will only be the beginning. It'll only be the beginning of a new beginning. And so I'm just so grateful that I have the opportunity to be a part of it and to know that I can share with you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I can see us having a wonderful time. I wanted to admonish that Lady Crawford, that whenever God gives provision, and this is just me, he makes the provision, and that's just my word at all times. If he gives you the vision for it, he's going to make the provision for you. So don't be scared. Don't be timid. I know this. You're thinking this is your first time. I always have the Jews when we have our conference in October, but it's going to be fine. You're going to be awesome. So God bless you, and may God keep you and give you your strength, and we'll be praying for you all the way through, okay?
Amen. Thank you so very much, Minister Lewis, for that.
Amen. Does anyone else have any thing they want to express this morning? We have a couple of other people on the line, so if you have any comments or concerns. Oh, Lady Crawford, also tell us how that we can be in touch with your ministry, get in touch with you. Give us some information where that we can reach you.
Amen. Yes, you can reach us, the Healing Place International Ministries. We're located at 409 Allison Street in Everman, Texas. That's where we hold our services on Sunday afternoons at 12 noon. And then we have our Tuesday night Bible enrichment on the telephone call during the telephone conference on Tuesday night.
All right.
You can reach us at www.gdcministries.info. That's our website that my husband is so good at. He keeps that up, and he keeps everything updated. So, and we're on social media. On Facebook, so we always post about our events and anything that we're doing in the ministry. So that website, again, is www.gdcministries.info.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you for that information and letting us know how we can reach you. And, again, give us the address and the time of the event for tomorrow, May the 6th, those of us that can get there, we'll try to be there, and those of us that can't, just pray for them. Keep them up in your prayers.
Amen. Well, the Women's Conference is going to be True Foundation Christian Church. That's located at 2620 Rochester Street in Dallas, Texas. And, again, that's tomorrow, Sunday, May 6th at 3:30 p.m.
I know you
want
some coffee.
Amen. Also, I want to add too. It's Mother's Day is coming up as well, Mother's Day is coming up. That's next week. So all the ladies that's coming out on Sunday for the women's conference, I have a $25 gift card to the Olive Garden that I'm going to do a Bible trivia question. And so whatever mother, answers that Bible trivia question, amen, wins a $25 gift card to the Olive Garden for Mother's Day.
Amen.
Amen. Are you going to give us the question today?
No, I'm not going to give you the question today. Well, you know, if my wife is a part of it, you know, I have to make the question for her easy. You know, I may ask her, you know, a question like, name the person that died on the cross for us. So, you know, she win automatically.
Hey. That's the easy question. I thought it was going to be something hard so I can look it up so I can win.
Well, yeah, it's going to be something hard. It'll be something that, you know, you'd have to be in your word to know.
Okay, challenge me.
Right.
Challenge me, okay?
Amen. Amen.
If nobody else has anything else they want to ask or say or express, we're going to wind this call down, and because I've got to head to Fort Worth myself right now. So if you don't have anything else, can Pastor Crawford, can you pray us out?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
All right. Go right ahead if nobody else has anything else to say.
Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for who you are and what you're doing, oh God. First and foremost, God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your son Jesus dying on the cross that we all might have a right to the tree of life. Now, God, we pray for everyone that is listening on today. We also pray, God, for those that are going to be attending this conference on tomorrow, God, that, God, you meet us there. God, saturate the atmosphere, oh God, that their blessing may take place, God. God, I'm believing, God, that things can be so powerful on tomorrow, oh God, that before the speakers get up, you've already moved in the house. You've already, God, have lain so many of us out in the spirit, oh God, that we felt your presence, we felt your touch, oh God. And God, we've asked that you move, God, on behalf of those, God, that need a blessing, they need a healing, God, they need restoration, they need whatever needs to be done. I also pray a special prayer, God, for those that's going through issues or may have family members that's going through. One of our speakers, Pastor Melissa Tucker, her husband, Bishop Tucker, she's speaking on tomorrow. Bishop Tucker has been in the hospital for the last 2 weeks having heart surgery. So, you know, she's speaking out of her heart, and we want to continue to remain in prayer for her. All those, again, that may be going through some issues and things, God, you know the situations, God. But we know, God, that you're going to get the glory. We know that your presence will be there, God, and we know that all things are going to be made new. So we're just continuing to pray for those. Thank you for, again, God, for allowing the opportunities for my wife, for Evangelist Jackie Ross Roy to be with us, God. She's traveling.
Thank you, God.
God, I pray traveling grace for her.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Amen. For Free on the Inside and for Minister Deborah Crawford, with Deborah, I'm going to get it right, for coming on this morning and giving us the information and inviting us to this wonderful conference to be held tomorrow on Rochester Street. Y'all know that's in South Dallas, right? That's in South Dallas. Okay, so all of those that don't know, that's where it is. Come on out and join us and have a wonderful day. God bless you all. And thank you for calling. We'll talk to you later. Amen?
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, baby. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.